last Sunday, we talked about how that in, turn your Bibles back over to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And we saw how that in verses 1 through 3, I think it was, we saw that the people were having financial challenges. And just like some of us, we got financial challenges. How many of you got a financial challenge? Everybody got a challenge financially. So there, I mean, I don't care how wealthy you are, there's a financial challenge. I don't care how much reserves you have. There are challenges that come that you have to make right decisions about. And you have to trust God when you're making that decision because you've heard from God. So these people apparently had heard from God. And they said, the best thing for us to do is to get really, really happy. It's time to tithe and give. So they got really, really happy. What were they happy about? I gave you the answer last Sunday. What were they happy about? Because they saw themselves out of debt. And they knew this was the way out. They knew this was the way out. Not a new plan, not another gimmick, but the way to get out of debt is the system God has had in place ever since mankind been on the earth, and that's tithing and giving. So right in the midst of a financial turmoil, as you cheerfully give and submit, God can get his will to you. God will give you the answer. He'll bring something your way. He'll cause money to come to you. He'll call somebody to pay it off, and you don't even know it's been paid off. And you go to pay it yourself, and the people say, oh, that's already been paid off. See, we got to start expecting that to happen because we are tithers and we are givers. So you never let your financial situation determine if you are going to tithe and give. Never let your situation dictate whether or not you're going to obey God. Because when you don't, it's to your disadvantage. So Paul left Titus there to teach them. He says, now, you've been really good at learning how to pray in tongues. You've been really good at learning how to do this. You've been really good at being missionaries and stuff like that. He said, but now I want you to come to the forefront in this. What's that? Giving. He said, you're a little bit behind in understanding the principle of giving. And that's why from day one, this church has always had the laws of prosperity. You know why? Because we want you to understand how important it is that you tithe and give. So that every Sunday you can have an expectation that when your tithes and offerings go into the bucket, it's not just hitting the bucket, but it's connecting to the divine order of God. And everything about your life gets impacted because of your tithes and your offerings. Everything about your life gets changed. So he told him, come to the forefront. And he says, and watch how your life changed because you tithe, then you give.